There's a curious statement by Rashi where he discusses the different tribes and how they were situated around the Aron HaKodesh and the Mishkan, and specifically who they were partnered up with in terms of the different families of Levi. And it's interesting that Rashi points out when he gets to Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, he says that who were they next to? They were next to Kahat, which of course we know is Mishpachat Korach. And we're told there what? Rashi throws in a line, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheino, that it was bad. And because it was bad, that each one of them were paired together, that's why they both go down together. And then a little while later, Rashi points out similarly, in the side that has Moshe and Aaron, that they're next to Shevet Yehuda and his Chevra, there it points out, Tov l'tzadik, Tov l'shcheino. And I think the question that we have to try to figure out is, what is motivating Rashi to say this here specifically? And I think what Rashi is doing is, Rashi is bothered, perhaps, by a bigger problem. The bigger problem is, where does Korach come from? How do you end up having a situation like Korach? Now, we're going to discuss it more as we get closer to Shabbos Parshas Korach, that you can see that the foundation that preserves the integrity of the Jewish society is going to start crumbling. And because it's going to start crumbling already in Parshas Bahaloscha, that slowly, it's going to build up to the perfect storm where a situation like Korach is not a question anymore, but it's just a matter of time. And that's true. But I think what Rashi is pointing out to us is that it's a lot more than that. Meaning, yes, all the factors came in place at the exact same time, right place, right time, perfect storm, whatever cliche you want to use. But it's more than that. You see, it starts at its very core, and it starts from the very beginning. See, when you put people together that already have their issues, already have their jealousies, and that's what they're coping with, and that's what they're struggling with, when you put those kinds of people together, it is a bad formula. And that formula is not one that is going to easily, it's not one that is going to quickly be rectified. Already at the beginning, Rashi points out, as soon as they became neighbors, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheino. Why? Because Reuven and his entire group already felt slighted that they were second to Yehuda. And Kahat had within it many people that felt the exact same way. And so when they come together, of course, there's going to be discontent. And when you have people like that that are talking, it will eventually brew into a Korach. But you have the same thing. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheinu. You have the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehuda. When you have people that are so comfortable that they're not in it for themselves, but they're in it for the greater good, that when they talk to each other, what happens? It only helps strengthen their resolve that they're in it for the right reasons and the right place. It's complicated, quite complicated. But often you see in the foundation of a building all its faults, and in the foundation of a building all its strengths. And as it builds higher, it either becomes stronger or it becomes weaker, depending upon whether it has strengths or deficiencies. That, I believe, is the message that Rashi is trying to share with us. Have a good day.